The makers of X-Lax, the original chocolate laxative, present Strange as It Seems. Lost, one sunny disposition, lost right in her own home, mother's happy, lovable disposition. Family offers reward for recovery of same. This is the time of year when many a sunny disposition clouds up. Maybe it's that thing called spring fever. Maybe it's just that a laxative is needed. If that's it, and it so often is, start the season right with the right laxative. Your old friend, X-Lax. Why X-Lax? For these very good reasons. First, it's mild. Gentle. Second, with all its gentleness, it is completely effective. Third, it's such an easy laxative to take. It tastes just like delicious chocolate. And last and most important, X-Lax is correctly timed. It takes from 6 to 8 hours to be effective. Therefore, it is kind to your system. Step into the nearest drugstore right away and get your box of X-Lax. Only 10 cents a box, or there's the still more thrifty family size, and that's a quarter.
The neck verse. Did you know that once upon a time a man could be released from a death sentence if he could read? Back in English medieval times, down in the dungeon of Newgate Prison, a condemned man is whispering with a girl who has come to visit him.
Quick, Harry, you must learn the words of the neck verse now, or it will be too late.
You'd best leave here, Margaret.
No, I won't leave. If you die, I die with you.
I deserve to die, according to the judges. Everyone knows I killed John Hawtrey because he was the foulest rogue in London. But I killed him.
Harry, it's nearly time. Please, please learn the words. I'll repeat them to you.
What if I should forget them?
You won't. Repeat again after me. Have mercy on me, O God.
Have mercy on me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the
multitude of thy tender mercies.
Multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my
transgressions.
Transgressions?
Oh, Harry, don't fail me. Remember, ask them to let you look at the Bible.
Yes.
Tell them that you wish to read the neck verse.
Yes.
Or they'll have to let you do it. Then, just recite what you've learned. They won't know that you can't read. Then you'll be free.
Have mercy on me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According to
Harry, they're coming for you.
Kiss me, Margaret. If everything goes well, I'll meet you at the crossroads. If not, pray for my soul tonight.
Harry Leroy, prepare to meet thy death. Fair maid, you should not be here. Leave now.
Goodbye, Harry. Goodbye. May God give you rest.
Holy Father, I'm ready.
Is there one last wish before you go to the gallows?
Yes. I beg you, allow me to read the neck verse.
But you cannot read. You cannot expect to receive benefit of clergy.
Yes, I can read. I can read. Ask the jailer to come in here. I'll prove that I can read the neck verse.
Very well, Harry Leroy. Jailer, men, enter. The criminal seeks to prove his innocence.
Well, Harry Leroy, what do you want? There's not much time.
Holy Father, turn your Bible to the neck verse, I beg of you. Turn it, please.
I will do so. There you are. Now read.
Oh, he is an ignorant fellow. He can't read.
Listen. Have mercy on me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions.
Harry Leroy, since you have shown us that you can read this verse, you are hereby released from prison. you can go free. May you do better with your life than you have heretofore. Amen.
Strange as it seems, in medieval England, a condemned man could save his neck from the gallows if he could read the first verse of the 51st Psalm. This was called Benefit of Clergy, because the clergy were exempt from ordinary justice and punishment. Since the clergy were the only ones who could read, it was a simple way to prove their innocence. Later on, anybody who could read or pretend to read the verse was freed from death. Reading the neck verse was not repealed until 1705. The Mail Order Building. You can send all sorts of things through the mail. Some of the packages are pretty large, but the town of Vernal, Utah, can claim the record of sending one of the world's largest packages by mail. It is 1915. Some of the more public-spirited citizens of the town of Vernal are planning to build a new bank.
Now, if we're going to build a bank at all, we ought to build one that's got some class to it.
That's right, Dick. No more of these wooden buildings.
What's your suggestion, Mr. Claxon?
I think we should build it of brick.
Where are we going to get brick? They can't haul it in here with trucks. We'd never get the building paid for.
They make plenty of bricks in Salt Lake City.
You know as well as I do that freight is darn expensive.
Well, what if it is expensive? How about sending the bricks for the bank parcel post?
Oh, silly.
Now, listen. There's nothing funny about it. We're in the second mail zone from Salt Lake. Parcel post wouldn't cost us near as much as free.
You mean have the brickyard send us every brick separate?
They could crate them up so they'd weigh within the 50-pound limit.
I don't know about that.
The post office wouldn't like it a little bit.
All right. I've said my say. It's the only way to get the brick here. Well, have you made up your mind?
How about it, Aaron?
I'll take a chance.
So will I.
Then I'll write to the brickyards tonight and get an estimate.
I'm glad I don't have to be the postmaster when that order starts to come through.
It is now several months later. The post office of Vernal is a scene of indescribable confusion.
I tell you, Sir Alfred, Sir Alfred.
Mr. Priest, there's a long line of people waiting for parcel post packages. What shall I tell them?
March, I'll tell them to wait, that's all.
All right.
No, don't tell them that. Tell them to come back in an hour.
Well, what?
No. Oh, I don't know what to have you. Hello? Yes, this is Priest. What? Well, hire some more teams to cart the stuff over here. We can't have the mail tied up anymore. I tell you, hire some more teams.
What's the matter, Jim?
Oh, that dang old fool in the depot over there to Watson says that the carload of parcel post brick from Salt Lake City is driving him crazy. He said he can't possibly get him over here within the week. That's what comes of Vernal not being on the Salt Lake lines. I just went ahead and told him to hire some more teams to bring the stuff over.
Mr. Priest, some of the people at the parcel post window are getting real riled up.
What? Say, ain't you gone yet? Why, I never heard of such a thing. If they don't give me someone to help me who knows what he's doing, I'll be a nervous wreck. That's what I'll be, a nervous wreck.
Strange as it seems, the entire Bank of Vernal, Utah, was sent by parcel post from Salt Lake City. For 3 months, it tied up the post office so badly that the government passed a ruling allowing nobody to send another person more than 200 pounds by parcel post on any one day. The Armistice Day Sunbeam. In Australia stands one of the most amazing shrines in the entire world. Much of the mathematical knowledge known to man has been used in its construction, as well as the most intricate calculations of astronomers. It is Armistice Day in Melbourne, Australia. A crowd of men and women have come to the Victoria War Memorial to honor Australia's dead. It is 1 minute to 11 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, sir, Will that sunbeam really hit the exact spot?
Yes, madam. In just 1 minute, the beam will hit a certain place on the rock, and that will throw a circular beam of light. Then you can read the inscription.
Oh, John, isn't it a wonderful way to show our devotion?
Yes, dear. It's almost as if the sun itself remembers our boy, isn't it?
Our boy was killed at Gallipoli, you know, sir. We heard about the memorial and came all the way from New Zealand to see it.
It's a wonderful thing. And I always get some sort of awestruck by it myself.
Look, John. The sun is just beginning to come near that hole in the ceiling. In a few seconds, it will happen.
Everybody quiet now. It's nearly time. There. The beam's just beginning to fall.
It looks alive. John.
Now, here it comes, shooting down, down. Now it's hit the stone slab. It's spreading. Now it illumines the inscription. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, it's exactly 11 o'clock.
What did it say, dear? I can't see.
Greater love hath no man. Oh, John. John.
My dear.
Let us say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
Strange as it seems, in Melbourne, Australia, the shaft of sunlight will light the inscription, Greater Love Hath No Man, at 11 o'clock every armistice day for the next 1,000 years. Then it will begin to lag a little, but will never vary more than 2 minutes. In another 2,000 years, it will strike the slab at promptly 11 again.
If you have ever tried to swallow an unpleasant, hard-to-take medicine, you know it's an ordeal that would call for sympathy, if it weren't so silly, so downright foolish, because taking a laxative can be just as pleasant as eating a piece of delicious chocolate, provided, of course, you take X-Lax, the most enjoyable laxative that America knows. The most satisfactory, too, because X-Lax is not only easy to take, it's mild and gentle. But more important than all that, X-Lax is a correctly timed laxative. It's thorough, and because it takes 6 to 8 hours to be effective, it's kind to your system. And then it costs so little, just 10 cents a box at any drugstore, or 25 cents for the money-saving family size. So get a box right away. Where is the Statue of Irony? Not very far from New York City. It is one of the most famous statues in the entire world, and yet few people realize that it houses a... But wait until the next broadcast for the story of this amazing statue. You will also meet the messenger of death, who came to Mozart 3 times. You have just heard Strange as It Seems by John Hicks, with original music composed and conducted by Felix Mills. Manhattan means place of drunkenness.